second show. We hope you had a great holiday. I know I did. Our first show had 200 hits. It was a good start, but we need more.
So for all those who downloaded or even just looked, tell all your friends.
Our first item is a fundraiser, which is called Movie Magic. Let's pass to Rhiannon.
Fundraising has always been an important activity for our school, and we have raised thousands for various charities. It is therefore no surprise that guidance teacher Mrs. Bruce jumped at the opportunity to involve the school in a formal fundraising scheme. The 9 schools involved in this scheme had to select a charity which they intended to support. The Grampian Children's Leukemia Research Fund is a charity which this school has supported in the past and is close to us, as there have been pupils unfortunate enough to suffer from the illness of leukemia. At the Dice Cap Devil's Cauldron event, a presentation had to be given on our selected charity. This was followed by a business plan outlining the ways in which we intend to raise money. It was decided that a whole school event on the theme of movie magic, featuring a lunchtime production by staff and pupils, would be our main fundraiser, with various other projects being initiated, such as sponsorships and a large community raffle. It was an exciting evening and a highly valuable experience, with the added delight of actually winning. The team members were pleasantly surprised as we received the opportunity to attend a training day and media presentation in January. The official prize was an additional £100 as a head start towards our main fundraising day. In true Gordon School style, I know that the event will be a success due to the support of pupils and the community. So, pupils and staff, come with costumes and cash at the ready and make the 17th of November a memorable day.
Thanks to Rhiannon for reminding us about the fundraiser, as if we needed it. What are you coming as, Derek?
I don't know yet.
I don't know either. Oh well. To help us get in the mood for the fundraiser, we've decided to go interactive here at TGSI, and we are running a wee competition for all you film buffs out there. You are going to hear 10 famous quotes or taglines from well-known films, read by some of your favourite members of staff. All you have to do is text your answers to the following number, 07815-983-669, or leave your answers as a comment on this program's post on the blog. To enable us to easily sort out your entries, you must text your name and register class followed by your answers in the exact same order in which the quotes appear in the show. Your answers will be the titles of the films from which the quotes are taken. So, for example, if you think the first quote comes from American Pie and the second quote comes from Lion King, text your name, followed by your class, followed by number 1, American Pie, number 2, Lion King. Remember to text your name, class, and answers in the correct order to 07815-983-669. The number and quotes will also be available on this program's post. Texts will cost your normal operator rate. If there are lots of you who answer all 10 correctly, the winner will be chosen at random. Otherwise, the winner will be the person with the most correct answers. The winner will receive a book token. So here are the quotes.
There are ghosts walking among us, looking for help.
For the good of all men and the love of one woman, he fought to uphold justice by breaking the law.
They ain't afraid of no ghosts.
He knows no fear. He knows no danger. He knows nothing.
Let the magic begin.
Don't answer the phone. Don't open the door. Don't try to hide. And whatever you do, don't scream.
So many dogs, so little time.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Reality is a thing of the past.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Next item is the Languages Workday, which is reported by our very own Derek. Let's pass to him.
On Wednesday, the 1st of November, fourth year pupils took part in the Languages Work yearly event. The aim of the day was to create something which highlighted the importance of having foreign language skills in our modern world. Each group came up with some very interesting ideas and ways to promote language learning, but the overall winners of the day were Sam Coombe, Donald Barclay, Stuart Dunn, Alistair Harper, Cameron Bunce, William Martin and Adrian Reid, represented Estonia, and their song entitled Hopefully was truly inspirational and impressed the judges Mr. Travis, Miss Monker from Aberdeenshire Council and Miss Oates from Scottish Silt. Let's see if they agree to come and perform live for us in our next show, hopefully. If you want to find out more about what people did, check the school website, which is www.mfle.typepad.com/TGS.
Today's Language is Work Day at the Gordon Schools. Its aim is to promote the further study of a foreign language and the positive opportunities that language learning brings. This is Mr. Sutcliffe from TGSI Radio. I'm just with one of the groups who are currently working in the Languages Work Seminar here at school today. And I'm speaking to Robert, and they've been preparing a leaflet which is entitled Languages, a Gateway of Opportunity. So Robert, could you explain to me why you feel languages are a gateway to opportunity?
Because if you have a language, then you could get a better job in offices and stuff.
Okay. And how do you feel the day is going? Are you enjoying yourselves? Are you enjoying working with the people you're working with?
Well, most of them anyway.
And here we've got a musical group again. Nicola, could you give me a little bit of background about your little act that you're going to put on?
It's all pretty top secret, but we're doing a musical / Eurovision with bagpipes and dancing, so it's good.
Gosh, that sounds interesting. And how does it focus on languages?
Well, it promotes mainly German and speaking French as well, and we do like the English parts in German as well.
Okay, excellent. In general, what are your feelings about today, Lucy?
It's good. I think it's like working well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Amongst the invitees to today's activities is Anne Monker, Modern Languages Development Officer for Aberdeenshire. Welcome to the Gordon Schools, Anne.
Thank you.
Once again, you come here quite often, but it's nice to see you again. You've been looking around at all the activities taking place today. What are your initial impressions?
My initial impressions? Well, it's great to see the hive of activity that's going on, and I have to say there is a real buzz about the place. People seem to have got involved. They seem to be putting a lot of effort into what they're doing. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they're going to show us after lunch.
Now on to our next item, the mock trials, which is reported by our other presenter, Matthew.
The mock trials, which has been running since 1991, is an annual event in which senior modern studies pupils gather up a team to reenact a court scene. The pupils then learn the roles of their characters, practice, and go out to a real court and battle other schools. They have both to defend and prosecute the witnesses, and have to think on their feet to win the case. The vital roles are given to members of the Advanced Higher Modern Studies class, and the roles are played by the following. Fraser Nicol and Kate Aykroyd were advocates. Millie Bunce, Laura Brooks-Rooney, and Isla Stewart, and Archie McClellan as witnesses, Laura Harper as the court reporter, Kirsty Leask as the press officer, Rebecca Merson as the macer, and Andrea Morrison as the court clerk. In order to help in preparation and to give tips to the pupils, advocate Margaret Bannon is coming to the school and joining the pupils in their practice sessions leading up to the competition in Glasgow on the 11th of November. I interviewed the press officer, Kirsty Leak, to ask her how she felt about the mock trials. She said, "The mock trials are useful, even if you don't intend in a career in law. It helps you to gain confidence and the ability to work as a team. It also helps in developing research skills." When asked about the group of pupils chosen to play the roles, Kirsty stated, "They are a good team of skilled individuals. We all work together well in a friendly atmosphere. Everyone plays really convincing roles." If the team are successful in Glasgow, they will then enter the final in London's Old Bailey later in the year. As well as the mock trials, there are individual competitions for the court reporter and press officer. The court reporter must sit in one of the cases of the day and write up a report, whereas the press officer must write a report on preparation for the mock trials. We wish all involved good luck. We will report again after the competition to see how the pupils got on.
Hello?
And now I'm hearing that we have some breaking news. We are just waiting for the confirmation, but it seems that the mock trials team from the Gordon Schools came in a very commendable third place. So well done. We'll have more details in the next show.
Wednesday, 11th of October, saw an exciting day's activities for our third years. The whole year group was gathered in the Assembly Hall for the annual S3 Industry Awareness Day, organised by the School's Education and Industry Links Committee. The students were split into groups and assigned an advisor from industry. The advisors came from all over the region and a whole range of different professions, from the armed forces to bankers, and they included many local business people. We sent Mr. Sutcliffe down there to find out what was going on.
This is Adam Sutcliffe of TGSI at the Gordon School's S3 Industry Awareness Day. The day has been organised by the school's Education and Industry Links Committee, and I'm here speaking to Mrs. Lockridge, the chair of that committee. Mrs. Lockridge, what is the purpose of today's event?
Today's event is designed to give all third-year pupils the opportunity to take part in a challenge which tests their creativeness, their ability to work together as a team, and to rise to the various challenges that they're set throughout the day, working along with an advisor from industry. That brings the world of work into the curriculum every day in school.
And what representatives of industry have you got here today?
We have got 20 representatives from a wide range of industries, from local employers in the commercial sense to the universities, the army, a whole range of folks who have very good links with the school and do a lot to help us take the curriculum forward in the school.
And what kind of specific activities are the pupils involved in today?
They started off today looking at what is industry. They then moved on to manufacturing a freebie, which could be distributed as part of a healthy option at a motorway service station. This afternoon, they're all really involved in building bridges out of paper. They're also working towards building a tower, which tests their knowledge of technology. It has a light at the top, which has to be able to switch on and off. Mm-hmm. And it has to be at least a metre high, so their ingenuity is really being tested in this exercise.
I'm now speaking to Hayley, one of the S3 pupils who's been taking part in today's activities. Could you tell me what you've been doing today, Hayley?
Heaps of activities, like building things and heaps of teamwork.
What have you been building?
Well, we're building bridges and towers just now.
How successful have you been so far?
We're doing okay.
Have you won anything yet?
No, we're last.
Oh dear, that was a good choice then, wasn't it? Thank you very much, Hayley. I'm now speaking to a group of boys who are doing some interesting things with tubes of paper and sellotape. Callum, could you explain to me exactly what it is what you're doing?
Well, we are trying to make this tower by, like, putting these things going up here and those things going across there.
What's the purpose of the tower?
Like, so that the light, so you can shine a light to, like, warn boats and stuff.
And have you found today's activities? Have you enjoyed them?
This is the best one, I would say.
Okay, thanks very much, Callum. I'm now speaking to Sergeant Kenny Mackay from the RAF, who's been helping out as an advisor with a group of pupils today. How are things going today, Sergeant?
The morning period was good. We've got the designs done, worked quite hard. We're now in the process of getting our lighthouse sorted out, which is pretty challenging.
Okay.
Seems we just run out of sellotape, but the main bit is we've got the design sorted out. We've got the lighting circuit done, so we're just about there. Just a little bit of time constraint, only got 10 minutes to do it, but we're going to manage it.
Okay, and so how would you think your team have performed today?
Not too bad. We started a little bit quiet, but now we're getting to work as a proper team, which I would expect anyway.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Our next item is Gary's sport report. Let's pass to Gary.
Hello and welcome to Gary's Sports Roundup on TGSI. This week I have all the information from the first year football within the school, the teacher versus pupils fundraising match, and all the international football and rugby results. Firstly, the international football and rugby for Scotland. Scotland's rugby team beat Romania 48-6 at Murrayfield to record their first win of the season. Also, in B international football, Scotland drew 0-0 with the Republic of Ireland. In the other major football internationals for the local countries, Wales beat Liechtenstein 4-0, whereas England versus Holland are playing today, and the Republic of Ireland versus San Marino is also today. Now the first year football. First year team were playing the Scots Cup last week, but were unfortunately beaten 9-5 by Torrey Academy. Despite a very impressive first half performance, a disappointing second half led to defeat for the first years. Now for the teachers versus pupils match. A valiant performance led ultimately to defeat for the teachers team in a teachers versus pupils 5-a-side football match on Wednesday the 10th of October. The teachers, featuring such talents as Mr. Andrew Gerard Porter, Mr. Andrew Gudjonsson Travis, Mr. Adam Eto Sutcliffe, Craig Ronaldo Maxwell, and senior pupil James Drysdale held out for 10 minutes against a very professional outfit chosen from the senior boys. The teachers took the lead with a stunning goal in the 9th minute, but it goes downhill all the way from there. The goals spurned David Christie into action, scoring 2 goals in quick succession. As the match wore on, the pupils began to dominate and were able to pass the ball at will, scoring 3 more goals before the teachers replied with one of their own. In the dying minutes of a pulsating encounter, each side notched up another goal to bring the final score to 6-3 for the pupils. All in all, a fine match was enjoyed by players and spectators alike, but more importantly, over £50 was raised for Sports Relief. Maybe next time, eh, teachers? That is the end of today's Sports Roundup, and I will hopefully see you all next time. Goodbye.
Down in SFL, Mrs. Lee is collecting shoes for a Blue Peter appeal. Let's pass to Derek for more.
Have you got any shoes at home which you don't wear anymore? The SFL department are taking part in the Blue Peter and UNICEF Shoebiz appeal to help provide care for orphan children in Malawi. Malawi, which is in East Africa, is one of the poorest countries in the world. There are thousands of children living in Malawi whose parents have died of AIDS. These children not only have to look after themselves, but often have to look after their younger brothers and sisters as well. Children as young as 13 are having to look after a family, tend crops, carry water, and earn what money they can. The money that Blue Peter raises will be used to fund children's corners, places where children can get medical care, a meal which is often their only meal of the day, clothes, the care of an adult, and a chance to play and learn. All that Blue Peter want is your old shoes. The shoes will be recycled and converted into cash. The SFL department are asking all pupils and staff to donate any shoes that they no longer wear to rooms B4 and B5, next to the technical PE staff room. Shoes need to be in pairs and still wearable. No holes and no broken shoes. We need at least 100 pairs of shoes for the recycling company to come and collect them. So please ask your sister for shoes, your brother for shoes, your mum, your dad, auntie, uncle, granny, granda. We're collecting now and until the end of November. Any questions, any shoes, see Mrs. Lee. Now sadly we've come to the end of our second show, but we've got just enough time to advertise the Gordon School's Scotsnacht. It will be on Tuesday the 21st of November in the main hall, and entrance to this is free. So bring all your family and friends.
In our next show, we will have more details on the mock trials, a review of the Scotsnicht, and we will have an item on World AIDS Day, which is on the 1st of December. And don't forget, the quotes competition winner will be announced. You only have 2 weeks to get your answers in, so start texting.
That's all from us at TGSI.
We will have another show in 2 weeks.